You're listening to Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken on the Tangent Bound Network.
Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
This is going to be quite a ride.
Hey, Jim! Boom! That's a bad outfit! Boom!
I love you.
Me too, man. Hit me! My turn! Am I the meanest?
Sure
enough. Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo no down around this town?
Sure enough.
Well, who am I?
Sure enough.
The Shogun of Harlem.
For what lies ahead, ready are you?
We're police officers. We're not trained to handle this kind of violence.
That's why we needed a couple extra seconds. Come on, Kylan, do this show open. Now that you guys can see what it's like to actually break Kylan, this is the visual you get.
You broke him.
Yes.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
We don't know what it is, but this is one of the biggest jokes. Well, hey, Geeksters, this is Geek Watch 1. We're live from Con on the Cob. We actually have a room full of people. All people say hello.
Hello!
So, yeah, that's not our normal open, you guys know, because we got to give Kylan a chance to breathe. Now, I've told you guys, all the geeksters out there, that a couple weeks ago that we'd tell you the horse story. For some reason, this same horse sound effect does this to Kylan no matter what. You can send him a picture of this horse doing this, and he does this, just with a picture.
That's the funniest thing ever.
It's actually the horse from Animal House having a heart attack.
Oh, God.
And for some reason, look at this.
The whole scene.
He can't even talk.
The whole horse in every movie. Every part of the movie, if there's a horse in the
movie. We've done this during recording.
Oh, yes.
We've done this during recording. Text him.
Do you need a minute?
Now, this is good podcasting.
This is typical.
So,
sounds like two words.
Rhymes with.
See? Okay.
See?
When I was in college, that was the first time I saw Animal House. In this scene.
As he tries to figure this out.
He shot the guy. The whole stop. And it stopped motion. The horse was like.
Face off to the side, lips out.
So, like I said, we've broken Kylan. So now you guys,
20 plus years, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm in tears.
Okay. Well, I'll pick up, guys. We actually have a whole panel here on the up here in front with everybody, because we have Kylan and myself,
right,
and Dawn and Vicky that are always here with us. But we're also being joined by Bart and Vernon, two of our bloggers from GeekWatch1.com, and a whole room full of guests here to and listen to the show, and they're going to probably be piping in during the show, because you guys know him from the show. Anybody who happens to be in the room with us is part of our show. Everybody listening is part of our show. That's why we have the t-shirts that say, "We are Geek Watch 1. If you listen to this show, we want you to be part of it." So this is going to actually be really loose. We're going to probably cover a lot of what we've done this week. We're going to have to talk about last night.
Yeah.
And that's going to take a lot of time, probably. Ooh. But, Kylan, you recovered?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Just don't mention that again.
That's all it takes. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, Kylan, you want to talk about the party? Or actually, let's start with just the opening day when we first got here. Describe the hotel a little bit.
All right. Well, I guess back in the 80s, whatever. Days In came up with this concept of a holodome. So it's like a giant resort type of hotel.
Holiday Inn.
But Holiday Inn. Oh, this was a Holiday Inn? Holodome. Yes. So holodome makes sense. So this hotel has, right in the middle of it, a giant activity area. There's an arcade. There's the miniature golf course. There's like a little, looks like may have been a ball area or something. It was, I don't know. Anyway, this area is huge. And so when Andy was looking for another location for Con on the Cob, this place is perfect because there's one area that was just totally open that was perfect for gaming. So there's a bunch of tables there. We still have the set area so kids can come and play mini golf. The ball area, I guess that's used, we're using that for a panel room or something?
The ball, oh, that was...
the dungeon?
The dungeon.
The creepy clown room?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to creepy clown. No.
No,
it's
Yeah, so, I think that's, it may have been a ball pit. It's like a kid's activity room. It's underneath one of the balconies here.
Yeah.
And it's basically just a room with a bunch of clowns painted on the walls.
Dad, don't creepy go in there.
I'll go in there.
Thus, we called it the dungeon.
It is really creepy. Just creepy.
It's October.
Yes.
I'll go in there.
And what about the pool? Oh, there's a pool. There's a jacuzzi.
There's a kiddie pool.
There's a kiddie pool. Honestly, you could probably come here and not leave and, I don't know, be occupied for about 4 days.
You have to leave to get decent food.
That's the one problem.
Well, the food's not... The food's not terrible.
It's not...
But it's not the best.
It got better second day.
Hey, that's why I could.
Yeah, it got better second day.
Was that because your expectations went down, or...?
Yeah, that might be it. That might be it. I don't know.
I was so hungry.
You know, you're so hungry, you're like, I don't want to leave.
I don't care
anymore. This is something to eat.
And that's what I did.
See, that's why I cooked in my
room. So this... Convention. Oh, I keep on calling it convention center. Feels like a convention center.
Well, it's got a convention center attached.
It does. And this place is huge, and it's filled with 600 plus of our closest and dearest friends. Now,
sure.
Now that, like we've been saying, guys, the Con on the Cob is a place where you get 600 to 800 people here probably at peak time, but. It's small enough that, or it's large enough to be a big convention, but everybody still feels like part of the family. After you've been here for a little bit of time, you actually learn all the faces that are here, even if you don't know the names, and everybody's friends. At any point in the middle of the night, you can be walking down the hall and strike up a conversation with someone for a half hour.
Yep. Right.
Vernon experienced that last night as he was trying to leave, which was fantastic.
Went outside for a smoke and kept talking for like another 15 minutes, so it was real fun.
And you'll have conversations here that you didn't know anybody else was ever thinking what you were thinking, possibly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can go from talking to the Powerpuff Girls.
The Powerpuff Girls were here last night. Three guys were the Powerpuff Girls.
Yep. I saw them as we were leaving.
They were alive at the party, too.
And then the one girl from the one girlfriend was a
lady in a... chainmail bikini show up. That was awesome. Mm-hmm.
We had Kylan was loving that.
That was Pendragon's primary secretary and model.
Right. Weren't they supposed to bring brownies?
He makes all the...
What
no, they weren't bringing brownies.
I thought he was going to bring brownies.
But Andy's brownies were...
He brought a girl
and brownies last night.
Well, you know what? If you say you're going to bring brownies, I'm not going to necessarily eat the brownies because, you know, it was Brownie Con 2015 last night in this room.
Oh, yeah.
Now, all the brownies are actually pretty much decimated now because what wasn't taken care of at the party, we sent to the con suite. And so I think all the brownies are now...
Yeah, it didn't take long.
It didn't take long, so... And I have to tell you, we have to be careful what we joke about because this whole thing started off as a joke.
when you first started talking about brownies, I thought you actually... This is the greatest thing in the world to you.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I was like, it's one of those things, like, I have to, too many times in my life I've said something, and it actually happened, like, when I was, I don't know, 5, 6 years old,
my grandmother was watching Rex Humbard, and it says Rex Humbard broadcasting from Akron, Ohio. And I look at my grandmother, and I said, when I grow up, I'm moving to Akron, Ohio.
Well, you're here.
Yes. From Tennessee to Akron, Ohio. I'm not saying it was a childhood dream, but I have to be careful what I wish for. And I kept talking about brownies, and we got 11 different types of brownies.
Achievement unlocked.
Yes. That's like next level.
Why don't you try asking for $1 million back then?
You know what? That's
right. See,
stuff like that doesn't happen for me. It's like the most random stuff in the world. You know, it's just, I don't know, if I wish for a DeLorean, I'll probably get that because the thing wouldn't drive, but you know. I'll take pictures in it.
That's how you make your money.
You know what?
You don't need roads.
That's true, don't need roads.
That's right.
You need a flux capacitor. And I need a flux capacitor and an oscillation overthruster. Both of them at the same time.
I don't know. That might cause a rip in the space-time continuum or something.
I think it would
work. But that's what the doctor's for.
Well, yeah, that's why we have the doctor here. We have multiple doctors walking around this place. So,
yeah, we actually had him come to the party last night.
Yeah.
No, well, I think what it is one's the doctor, one's the master in disguise.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I've seen 9, 10, and 11 here. So.
Oh, have you?
See.
I'm dressing up as the master tonight just so I can mess with all three of them.
Which one? Is it the new one? The Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
Yeah, the new master?
I think I might be...
Take pictures, please.
I might be a doctor tonight. I'll be Dr. Banzai. I think I'm prepared
for
that.
Hey, go for it.
Thanks.
Speaking of which, geeksters out there, we are still putting it out there. We need someone to get us the contact information or get us in touch with Peter Weller. Because our first anniversary show, we want to do a Buckaroo Banzai episode.
Yeah,
and we want to get Peter Weller on the show. Kylan, go ahead and tell us more.
Honestly, like 5 or 10 minutes of the man's time. Or if you want to sit and hang with us for the whole show, that'd be awesome too. We were talking about this when we started the show, that we would do a Buckaroo Banzai themed show at our anniversary mark. It's going to be coming up here in a few months, so we're trying to plan.
And there's some significance people don't realize: the music at the beginning and end of the show.
Right, the music at the beginning and at the end, or Buckaroo. In fact, the opening theme is from the opening of Buckaroo Banzai. The end of it is the end theme from Buckaroo Banzai, the quote at the end. And also, our name is inspired by Buckaroo Banzai. Geek Watch 1, which was inspired by World Watch 1, which is the bus that Buckaroo Banzai travels and tours the country in. So, you know, Dr. Banzai's name is all over this, so I'm just saying.
We want Dr. Banzai himself.
We need Dr. Banzai himself. I am a diligent Blue Blazer regular, and I don't really ask for much out of life. I'm asking for this.
You asked for brownies.
I asked for Akron. I asked for brownies. I'm asking for Dr. Banzai.
This is just as random.
Yeah. So that's it. So
this is going to come to Akron to meet you.
If you love America, if you love freedom, you will make this happen.
The other thing, we've already talked about the party some here, guys, that last night, and we're going to beat a heart attack having horse again, but. But the one thing we haven't talked about yet.
He's in the office, Dad! I didn't even realize it.
Now you see how easy it is to break Kylan. But where I was actually going with this was last night, the party was what really truly made this party epic was the help of one man that hung up his doctor's jacket to put on the Jack Burton cosplay. We had DJ Jack Burton at our party last night.
Yes.
One of the greatest DJs we've ever seen or worked with anywhere. He brought in the laser lights. He brought in the sound system. He took care of picking what music we had. Kylan has been saying all day that the problem last night was there was no time for rest.
No.
As soon as you sat down.
He did not let you rest, no.
Yeah, you get up, get on your feet, start dancing again. Once you sit down, you play another song, you got to get up.
And I tell you, when I remember specifically when we decided that we would do an all-ages party for Con on the Cob, and the question came up,
Well, the concern was we needed a DJ. I said, wait, hold on a second. And I messaged Rick. And he said immediately, yeah.
He didn't even think about it.
And I said, how much? He goes, you think I'm going to charge you for that? You know what? I was floored. I mean, this is our first. I mean, we're still new to this. We're
not even a year in yet.
What, 10? Barely 10 months into it?
Well, this is going to be episode 23, so that's. Since we were going bi-weekly, that's. Yeah.
Yeah, so. No, we're barely 10 months into this, and we have. You know, I don't know. I'm just floored because a year ago we had just decided that we should consider doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Pretty much a year ago today.
Well, actually, we can go into that a little bit. We've covered it once before on the show, but anybody who hasn't heard, this show was actually caused by Con on the Cob.
Yep.
About a little over a year ago, probably a year and a half ago, Vicky and I met Kylan and Dawn at Oddmall. It's another show Andy does. We've talked about it multiple times on the show. But we met Kylan and Dawn, and they're cool people to hang out with, but we really didn't know them that much. We knew they were geeks like we were. But Andy and I were sitting down. We were sitting down last year before the show because Andy wanted more panels. Con of the Cop's never been a strong show for panels, so he wanted to get something. So we're like, you know what? Let's see if we can get something going. So we put on the schedule. Let's talk superheroes and let's talk Star Wars. Though you can get just about any geek in here on something like that. And it was the idea was we were going to sit down, and when we first started, it was me, and then Andy and I, like, let's throw Kylan in there, and we didn't ask him. No. He showed up at the con and found out he was doing this.
No, you guys told me that night when I showed up to help set up.
Yeah.
He said, oh, you're sitting on a panel, and I'm like, oh, okay.
And the idea was we sat down, kind of like we are here, but it was with a room full of 10, 12 people, and it was a roundtable discussion with the whole room, and the superheroes, we talked about on-screen superheroes, what's going on TV, what's going on in movies, things like that. We got a little bit into the minutiae of the comics side of it, but not as much, because it was just most people know about the TV. Then, about the hour mark, which was, what, like 5 minutes later?
Yeah.
We hit an hour?
Yeah.
And we switched into Star Wars.
Like, what? Oh, okay.
We switched into the Star Wars. And it's just, there was something with the chemistry. When Kyle and I were sitting there, he's like, dude, this was perfect. We were bouncing back and forth, directing the conversation. It was awesome. And another 3 minutes later, we were done and we had to move because there was another panel.
Yes.
So I looked at Kylan, we looked at each other and said, you know what? We got to do this more often. We can't just do it once a year at Con on the Cob. And we started there, and it's like, you know, and Kylan didn't listen to podcasts at all before this. Dawn had not listened to podcasts. Vicky listened to some Bigfoot podcasts and some things like that a little bit because I had got her to do it. But so I told Kylan, he said, you know what? I listen to podcasts, and this is something I think we could actually do. We just do a show talking about whatever geeky stuff we got going on and just riff on it for once a month. Because we knew we could do once a month.
Yeah,
and do it all the time.
Monthly.
What you got?
I was going to say,
it's no different. All we just start doing is just recording what we were talking about at dinner anyways.
Yeah,
we would sit around at dinner and do what you hear on the show every week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why? And how many times have we sat and said, why didn't we just turn the phone on while we were sitting there?
Oh,
and,
I started doing that. We started getting together for meetings. Was it in November? We
Something
started
like
getting
that.
Together for meetings, and there were a couple of times because you had set up the Facebook page for us. And there were a couple of times. There's this one lady that came up, and she goes, I love what you guys are talking about. What's your Facebook ID? And she said, I have kids, and they're big old nerds, too. They would love this. And so before we even were established, we had people looking forward to listening to what we had to say. And I think we're at that point like, well, I guess
this might work.
Stick with it. This might work.
So, we had Dawn. Dawn is all things web. She is fantastic at this. So she started out just by, and the reason we actually have Kylan and Ken and not GeekWatch 1 on all the social media was we were thinking, at some point down the road, we might branch out, have another podcast on our feed also, and maybe a second podcast. A friend of ours, if they want to do a podcast, we could put it, since we have a feed, they can put it up on our feed, and then so it'd be Kylan and Ken Presents whatever they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So as a brand name, we started as Kylan and Ken. Right. Now at this point, we do have, I'm sure we can let everybody know that we have a couple of ideas for something that might be coming down the road. It's still out in the ether at the moment where it's gathering some momentum. But so there may be other podcasts coming through Kylan and Ken, but right now it's just Geek Watch 1. But but so we had Miss Dawn, she within less than a week, or probably 2 days, she already had Facebook, Twitter. She was already had done research on 3 or 4 different places to post website or
the podcasts.
And our next meeting, we had a stack like 10 pages thick of research.
Mm-hmm.
And we, because that's what she does.
We have I think from the start we already had Twitter, Facebook,
I can put the
Instagram.
Name, I can put the name.
And she's like, and I'm like, and then she even gave us Tumblr. I'm like, Tumblr? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah, so
Google Plus for the two people. Who
yeah, Google use Plus.
It.
So yes.
So and then once we got to January, it was time to go. Around Christmas time, we started, or I'd been researching the whole time about I needed a new computer anyway.
Yeah.
So I bought a computer. We researched and bought 2 mics. That way, if for some reason we're not together and we needed a podcast, they have a mic, we have a mic. And now that we're actually using 2 mics to try to get some of the sound quality better. But once we had 2 mics and a computer, we were ready to go. We came January. We downloaded software, did our first issue, and it's been no slowing down since then.
No.
We started off, like I said, as a weekly show, or a monthly show, because we knew, it's like, you know what? We are very busy people. We don't have time to do this more than once a month. And after the first month, in February, we went to every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we just don't
sleep. But we're too busy. We can't do this more than every 2 weeks. And come September, we went weekly.
I mean, that's along with any special.
Yeah, we have, what, 3 special episodes already? With other friends that we've met through the podcast and through the Tangibound Network with Mark and Jim, who actually are here with us today.
Yes.
Hey. People we met with Weeby Geeks, which is another show on the network that has their own network also. They put us on their network. Mark and Jim, that was great because we met you guys like 2 months into recording for us.
Yeah.
No, it was at Concoction in March.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, because Don saw you guys and I was down looking at G.I. Joe toys.
And, that earlier too.
Yeah. And then Don and
he was here on Thursday.
He was.
Yes. He was here Thursday, set up over in the corner.
Yeah. And then Don's like,
I was like, you guys have to go up there and meet those guys. They got a network.
And we're like, and we thought that we were gonna be ready for a network December of this year,
maybe a year after we got started.
We're gonna be ready for a network.
Get something that people would actually want to, that someone from a network would want to hear first, so they could see if they want us on the show on there or anything.
And then you know,
our standards aren't that high.
thanks so much.
We're so glad. We're like, and I was like, I remember
we're glad you have
those standards. First talking to you guys, I told him like, do you think they're sure that they know who we are? I don't think they know, but take it a run.
And the first thing we did after that, we're like, I think we want to do this, but we're like, we sicked Miss Dawn on you first, I think. And she started scouring, finding out, okay, what are these people? Who are they doing? And she's like, they look legit to me, so we're okay, we're good.
That's good enough for me.
And then through you guys, we met Weeby Geeks and Mike down there, and they actually invited us onto their network.
Right.
So now we're on 2 networks, which everybody's helping together and everybody's promoting everybody else. And all works together for homogeneous, everybody being happy and everybody having a good show. It's what we loved about your network was everybody's open. If you have a question, you want to start a show, if you already have a show, but you have something you can help someone else, everybody's willing to help everybody else.
I think that was key for Mark when he started it. He just wanted a place where everyone could just be together and learn together and not be charged for anything like that.
And the other thing was more along the lines of is making it a true network, not just some place that hang your hat and say, yeah, we're part of that, and be done with it.
Right.
This is a true, look, you guys, and I've said this before, you guys have utilized the network resources to its fullest, and that's what it's there for. And I'm happy to say that you guys have gone above and beyond and getting out, reaching out to our shows. There you go. And one day you will become the master.
Awesome.
Well, you know, from what we've heard from other podcasters, you know, since meeting you guys, is that you seem to be the exception. Like, you know, because we've been blessed and so lucky that you guys have supported us, and you know, you've said, well, you know, if you need this, it's yours. You need that, it's yours. Mm-hmm. And you've had our best interests at heart, and you know, it's really good because we didn't know what the heck we were doing.
We still don't know what the heck we're doing.
Okay, thank you. Actually, to your point, that is how I started. I was confused. I didn't know what to do, so I started the network so that I could help people get started, gain the momentum they need, and to move forward.
Which made for a much happier Mark.
Right. Well, you know, and that's right, like right. As we run
it's
into
frustrating if you don't know what you're doing. You know?
It right. Doesn't, and as we run into other podcasters looking for, you know, and they're just starting out. Like, well, I'm just starting out. Well, that doesn't matter. Are you on the network? No. Well, we know a guy. You know, and
Mark kept running into, you have to pay me, or you have to do this, or you have to do that. You mm-hmm. have to sign this.
Becomes a business, right?
Yeah, and here's a guy who just wants to have fun.
Right.
And they're trying to charge me to do something I'm passionate about.
No. And it's unfortunate that there's so much negative competition out there. And there are people who, you know, I think we just want to try and pay it forward. And that's what, and, you know, because of the great experiences that we've had, we want to make sure that and encourage other podcasters out there to do the same thing. That if you have something, you have a voice and you want your voice to be heard, awesome, go for it. If you want that voice to be heard, you know, to a larger audience, this is the person that's going to help you do that.
You're making me blush.
You know, and you're welcome.
You're gonna kill Ken.
Well,
you're gonna have to call into their show. Call them one day. Make the noise.
Andy does that to Kylan. He'll text the picture to Kylan randomly during the day.
I can't look at my phone at work. Like if I see a text, I'm like, I cannot look at it. No, because I know what it is. And I start thinking about it, and then I'm like, this is what's so funny. I'm like, I can't explain it.
How do you type out?
He has this picture of where the horse is like, perfect moment.
Most of us have this picture on our phone just so we can randomly send it to Kylan.
How'd you even find that?
All you have to do is it's
called
Google.
Yeah, it's called Google.
Yeah, have you heard that?
Google knows everything.
You're not
so,
are you? No.
Just Google Animal House Horse and you'll find it.
We've seen the Blazing Saddle.
You're kidding me!
Everyone's gonna look it up.
I know, everyone is.
Yeah, Geeksters, if you're out there and you want to email us a picture of the horse, put it just in the subject line, Attention Kylan, and we'll make sure he gets it for you.
Well, we've done
see,
Blazing Saddle
where you punched
the horse out.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we'll get an email.
Hey, we did get an email. We've gotten one email. We read it on there. That was from Clint here. Thank you, Clint. Well, let's get through the rest of this year, and then we'll move on to everybody else, the other guests we actually have with us and stuff that are part of the show.
That's because you paid him.
Hey, are we doing any news today?
If we get to it. There is one big news story I'd like to get to if we got time.
There are a couple news stories.
Yeah.
There's a couple
okay.
news stories.
What?
Pull your kilt down.
What? What about my kilt?
Oh.
Leave the kilt alone, Vicky.
But,
I kept it PG.
Okay, so we met Mark and Jim in March, at the, and we became kind of part of the network. When did we join up with Weeby Geeks? That was May? I think it was another one that...
May?
I think it was May, because it was before Comic-Con, because the
it
first
was
show...
May. I believe it was
in May.
May,
we actually joined up with Weeby Geeks, which was another podcast we met on the network. We met Clint here from... Geek Dig when he was a part of our network also. We've met so many friends just by being part of the network, and it expands our reach, it expands their reach, and it's just fantastic.
We got Doctor Who Dark Journey because of Tangent Bound.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And Audio Media.
We were this close to getting them here.
Oh my god.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have reached out to them too.
Scheduling.
It was this. It was the travel scheduling.
I would have begged. I would have sent a picture of a horse.
They were this close. Yeah. They were going. They were actually planning on doing a live audio drama here.
The aim is we're going to try and get them. We can try and get them here next year.
But we're working on it for next year. I know Geeksters out there.
We're going to tag team
behind the scenes. Yes, behind the scenes, there's some stuff going on. You keep paying attention to GeekWatch1.com and TangentBoundNetwork.com. Isn't that your site? Yep. And you may be getting something within the next 6 months or so. You never know how long these things take. There may be some news coming.
Going to try.
So, but we met with Weeby Geeks, and what was great with Mike and the guys at Weeby Geeks was they actually had us on their show to do a Comic-Con show. Mm-hmm. And since then, we've done two other shows with them. Every time there's a big national convention, we end up doing a joint venture together. And since all of our shows are called Issues, with like comic books, well, comic books have special editions. So we have three special editions of our show also that are out. We did what, Comic-Con, D23, was there one of them, or was there...
No, we were going to do New York, but we got busy.
Yeah.
But by doing that,
now Kylan, the guy who a year ago had never listened to a podcast, is actually hosting two podcasts.
Nice.
He has joined up with Weeby Geeks, and he's now a co-host on Mighty Marvel Geeks.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it because, well, you know, I'm a big old Marvel nerd anyway, so... You know, the more I get to talk nerd stuff, I'm gonna do it. I get to talk nerd stuff. Well, man, I talk nerd stuff at home all the time. But
see, everybody has one flaw. The Marvel love is his.
Oh, you know, wow!
Wait, Marvel House.
Yeah, but yeah, you run into Marvel for the Star Wars stuff, aren't you? Yeah, you are.
Well, that's just because of Disney.
Yeah, you all up on Marvel then, aren't you? You're all up on Marvel then.
So,
is a new Star Wars out? Oh, okay, now you want to talk to me.
So we've done the special issues with him.
You know, see?
A delayed reaction.
See? You know?
See, now we've broken Mark.
He's like, see? I love this. Yeah, it's the truth.
We've been trying to get you guys to sit in on a recording of our show for so long.
Marvel's too dark. But then as soon as the new Star Wars comic come out, hey. You got some more of that new Star Wars comic? Is a new Boba Fett comic? Yeah, really? All over at that point.
Hey, I don't need Boba Fett.
Boba Fett's cool.
Yeah,
Lando's got his own comic.
Yeah, you got the new Lando. Am I right?
I don't read Lando and Boba Fett.
You don't want to see Lando and Prince.
You can choose it. I'm talking about.
I've never done that. Don't put me on blast like that.
Okay, but we've been.
Now you're all red in the face because you know it's right. Tell the truth. Tell
us. I'll set you free.
Well, let's move on to the other guys we have sitting at the table here, too, guys.
Let's move on. Like at a dinner, like family dinner, somebody says something crazy and they know it's true. And then, there's a sweep under. Please pass potatoes.
See, now you know why you have to sit on our shows with us. We're going to try to do some more actual live shows like this, guys. What? Actually, what?
Are they number two potatoes?
What?
From the Martian, number two potatoes.
Oh, from the Martian, yes.
Potatoes?
The potatoes. I asked if they were number two potatoes.
I don't want any of the number two potatoes. Have you guys seen the Martian yet?
No, not yet.
You'll understand the potatoes reference if you watch or read The Martian. You have to go see that movie.
Yeah, you kind of, you know.
He needs fertilizer.
Why did he have to save Matt Damon anyway?
That's a very good question.
They were after the potatoes.
So, but then as we go through the summer, we were realizing we were going twice a week or twice a month, which it was not bad. But the problem is everything was so fast and loose through the summer that we ended up skipping all kinds of events and things that happened.
And we're missing all kinds of news. So.
Because there was too much of it to put into one show every 2 weeks. So we made the decision, in the middle of summer, we had first made the decision to go ahead and get GeekWatch1.com. Yep. We were way ahead of the schedule on that, too, because we were thinking, that was another one that maybe a year or so, if we get enough downloads of things, we might look into getting a website. But we're like, you know what? let's go ahead and get it now that we had it available. We looked at geekwatch1.com. We were able to actually get it. Didn't cost that much. And Kindly Dawn actually already had a website that they weren't using for anything at that point. Mm-hmm. It was pretty much defunct, but they still had the space.
That's right.
So all we had to do was, Dawn said, all she had to do was go through and change the names and change the graphics on it, and it became geekwatch1.com. Yep. What do you got, Vicky?
Is that when the downloads spiked when you decided to be nice, take your shirt off for everybody?
Oh, no. I remember that one. Remember, we made that stupid promise.
I told you that.
One of the episodes got...
Yeah, one of the episodes we did, I said, if we get...
Over 100.
It was over 100 downloads on this. I'll podcast topless. I don't know why. We actually had 150 downloads on that episode. So we got the pictures up on Facebook somewhere.
There's a picture,
yeah.
Well, that's why I told you I was going to do what with your kilt.
Oh, well, hey, yeah.
The kilt.
No. Yeah. We have to go to the... Guys, I'm actually wearing a kilt for the first time at the con this year. And Vicky's idea was... If we can get 1,000 downloads on this side, on this, well, you can see what's under the kilt.
Technically, there's a way around that would not embarrass anyone.
Who said he was going to be? Well, who said he was going to be embarrassed?
What's on your kill? So he was on your kill. There's what around there?
Who said he was going to be embarrassed?
What's under the kill? See,
exactly.
But
he can pretend to be a Scotsman.
We're not going into that story. But now that we had the website, we had to figure out a way to get people to come to the website. So we started up... did we do the blogs for... Actually, it was all about the same time that we added...
All at the same time.
The blogs were fairly recent. We've only been doing the blogs for a month or so.
Okay. So we'll get to that in a minute. We have the website now, but we were still missing all this news and things. So we decided, you know what? We're going to have to figure out a way to go weekly with this. And we're still figuring out all the exact logistics of how to record every week in the same spot, because normally most people know we could re-record in the Mother Voice Creation Studios, which is Andy Hop's basement on his ping pong table.
Yes.
Yep.
And anybody who gets the chance... You're mean, Mark. Anybody who gets a chance needs to see Andy Hop's basement. This place is like... Mecca.
Nerd fortress I've ever seen.
We have that video I took at one point that's on our YouTube channel.
It is.
Yeah,
I had a pretty good room for my geek stuff, but his is just...
Well, if you check the Kylan and Ken YouTube channel, there is an actual video of the basement, a tour that Miss Dawn recorded. So, But we decided we had to go weekly, so we've gone weekly. We're trying not to use Andy's house every time, because that's going to eventually get annoying to him that once a week, every week, we're there.
Right.
So we've got... that actually leads into kind of a thing we can announce for next week's show.
Yeah.
Next week's show. Now, you guys have heard we've actually recorded at a place called the Malted Meeple here in Hudson, Ohio. We recorded there last month, and we were talking to Jim and Carrington about using it more often, and I believe we're going to start going once a month to Malted Meeple and actually doing live shows like what we have here at Con of the Cob, where we can have anybody who shows up be in the room with us.
Right.
And next Sunday is the first live show at the Malted Meeple. We're going to show up there probably, what?
Probably at noon?
Noonish?
Yeah. We'll get there about noon and probably start recording at like 1 o'clock or so.
They have a special popcorn blend. I got to sample it yesterday. Oh my god!
Did they have it here?
Yeah, I ran into one of the employees upstairs.
Ah,
and she goes, "Oh, we have a new popcorn. Would you like to try it?" I say, "Sure." So she goes in her bag and she pulls out this little bag of popcorn.
Where did this booth babe voice come from all of a sudden?
That's what I heard.
Would you like to try it?
Yeah, that's what I heard. It's in my ear. That's what I heard. And then she opened the bag and I got the popcorn and oh my god.
Was it good?
It was so good. I need a cigarette.
And in case you don't remember, the Malted Meeple is a local gaming cafe. You can go in. They charge just a really low base table fee, and they've got a selection of beers. They have some awesome milkshakes and a whole bunch of different snacks, like the various popcorns they have. And you can just sit there and game away for as long as you want.
And I
that's
think
why
like,
we chose it as a place to
it was
go.
Like Thursday night and then like couples night, so like
you one go, night a week is couples night
and you go you can like it's like it's perfect for like hanging out with your friends or if you want you know have a date night you
another
can do
night,
that
they have like trial night like they try new games
yeah. I think that's Tuesday nights yeah they have playtest yeah. night on Tuesday nights
right. Yeah, so I mean there's something there like we were there when it first opened. It was like what, February, March?
Some, or no, we were there a couple, I think it was a couple months after they opened, wasn't it?
No, man, it was like first weekend.
It was real
oh, okay.
It was their first weekend.
Yeah, to check it out. Yeah, we went there with Andy and the family.
And the thing was, I think this is like a fairly new concept, is the gaming cafe. And so, to go there, like, it was so, I didn't know what to expect, but I go there, and you think, I'll say it was comparable to what you see at the games library, here at Con on the Cob. You go in and there's all manner of games. There's two player games, there's like five player games, there's you know your more involved games, there's like games you can play that are only 30 minutes. And
on their menu, on the flip side of their menu, they list all their games, how many players and how long they take to play,
right?
And all of their servers are know all about the games. All the games, they can explain them.
Yeah, all of the servers are also game masters.
Yeah, they know everything about the
games. And so, like, if there's a board game that there's a board game that you want to try, it seems kind of interesting.
I told you that yesterday.
They will stand there and they will kind of coach you through it for the first couple of rounds. Usually, like when you play a board game, you know, you go through first couple of rounds. Once you get used to it, then once they know that you've gotten the hang of it, they'll go off and do whatever it is that they need to do. And we did that with one game. I think there was one.
Was it Castle Panic? Was the first one we played?
Castle Panic. And I had played Castle Panic like once, but it was like months ago.
That was
and
blast.
So.
Oh, yeah.
So they were like, okay, well, do this, do this, do this, do this. And they have this great way of explaining the rules so that it actually sounds like English and not the weird language of some game.
Legalese.
Yeah, it's like legalese with some of the game, some of the instructions. And so. That just made it, and you know, they don't treat you like you're an idiot. They just kind of like, oh yeah, well, blah, 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 and then.
Well, they know you come in as a gamer anyway.
Right.
They don't tend to get random people off the street who don't know what that
location's
about. That's true.
And you know, the beauty, and it's awesome because you're not going to, you go in there, you're not going to get Monopoly. You're not going to get Sorry. There are some actual games that kind of involve some type of thought.
Not really.
Well, the one we found that was awesome, the couple times ago that we introduced you guys to last month was Small World.
Yeah,
that one was phenomenal. It's basically you play, it's a board, a world's kind of like the way you would with Risk, where you got an entire world sitting in front of you, and you have a race, and you have a trait for that race. And basically, you're trying to spread your race as far as possible.
Conquering.
Once you're not able to conquer anymore, you can actually start that race into decline and start a new race. And then as your old race is being taken over, you're losing points from those, but you're gaining points from the other race. It's an awesome game.
Tell who won.
Yeah, Vicky, first time we played, kind of cheated.
Well, not
without us, we didn't know the rules.
I didn't even
so
read the rules.
So she set the deck not knowing, just thinking, oh, this looks cool. And ended up with the most powerful combination she could have ever had. She had like barbarian.
No, berserk Amazons.
Berserker Amazons.
Oops.
So every turn she got like two or three extra armies every time she attacked. And it's not knowing the rules, we didn't know that that's the way it worked. And then the second time she ended up with flying Amazons. It did the same thing. And wanted to roll the game.
If you play this game, pick Amazons.
She never went into decline. Amazons was the only one she played, and it worked
over.
The whole time.
Now,
hi, Crystal.
Now they have, the Star Wars miniature games of with the Star Wars Space Battles game, and I'm like, that's an all day thing. I don't need that because I will go there and I will be playing all day long because of Star Wars.
Microwave.
And so they and then they I think they have the entire fleet of that game.
Green tea. Should be in the blue bag.
But I haven't gone back to find out yet. But I'm probably going to check that out next week.
They were doing like testing on it early on when it first came out or something, weren't they?
Yeah, they were actually in May. They had their Star Wars theme month, the entire month of May. Mm-hmm. And they actually were running tournaments with Star Wars miniatures.
Yep.
That's where they got a lot of the miniatures games. And now as Fantasy Flight puts out new content, they're actually letting the Meeple try it out and show it to the players.
And the Dagobah Swamp was awesome.
Yeah, Vicky you had the Dagobah, it's not the swamp. The Dagobah Swamp was the milkshake.
Yeah, but that's what they had. That's what it was.
I thought you had the one with the beer.
That is.
Yeah, that's the one with the beer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then what was it without the beer?
Was the Dagobah Swamp?
No, with the beer, it was like a Dagobah heater or something. They changed the name a little bit.
They changed
the name. Like we've told you guys before on the show, that this place has phenomenal milkshakes. They actually, during the Star Wars theme month, they came out with three special Star Wars flavored milkshakes, which have pretty much just stayed on the menu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they also have a full service bar that they can make your milkshakes into adult milkshakes.
Whether it's beer or alcohol.
Whatever alcohol you want can go in that milkshake.
Mm-hmm. But so, they'll advise you, I guess, some of the milkshakes.
Dangerous.
So when you show up at the Malted Meeple, you can hear, you feel like this.
Beer.
They do suggest that it's malted, not to put alcohol in it, because it gets the malt messes with the flavor.
No, it's the beer that you don't want to add
beer.
If it's malted.
Yeah, so if it's malted, you don't want to add beer to it, but if you want to add rum, you know. We don't drink, but you know.
We don't drink at all.
No.
Hey, I heard you don't drink anymore. But you don't drink any less either.
I don't drink any less either. No, I don't. No. After last night.
Dude, last night I was double fisting making the drinks.
Yeah, Vicky was making drinks as fast as she could make them. But that's because you make a good drink. That's one thing. That's the other comment we got from our party, was that the drinks were so good. Because the way Vicky mixes a drink, it's not one that you're going to drink two drinks and it's time to go home because you're already done. Mm-hmm. She'll get drinks that get you going slowly enough that you can drink all night and still be okay, but still have your buzz.
Yeah, still.
But you can still walk straight.
Dance floor, but
yeah, on the dance floor.
It'll loosen you up, but not put you in bed.
Yeah. It'll make you whip and nay-nay.
Made a few people do that last night.
Well, let's go on. We got a couple other guys here. You guys have heard Vernon talking a little bit. When we opened up the website, as soon as we were going weekly, we actually added... To drive some business to or some people to our website, we brought on three new members of Geek Watch One. Now, they're not always on-air members, but we added Vernon, Bart, and our friend Cameron, who wasn't able to make it this week, to go with Kylan, Dawn, and Miss Vicky, so that we have six new blogs every week. Monday through Saturday, there is a new blog on the website. Miss Dawn, what is yours all usually about in general? It's just whatever's topics in your head usually, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Mine's called Miss Dawn's Musings. It's every Monday. And it's basically, it's all geek related, but it's kind of like what I think about a lot of the geek stuff going on. Sometimes it's specific movies or characters or comics or con. This past week it was actually about going to cons. So it's just kind of like whatever comes up.
And then when you go to Tuesday, you get Miss Vicky's...
Nope. Tuesday is V Yellow's comic box.
Oh, okay. Vernon, what is V Yellow's comic box?
Basically how it sounds, just like different comic books that I pick up and I read them in my little collection. I talk about what I like, what series, what character I want to discuss. That's about it. Just what's off of my mind. I'll go in detail with like movies or something that has anything to relate to it.
Okay. And then on Wednesday, we move back to Miss Vicky.
That's right.
Miss Vicky, what's yours?
Trouble?
What's your...
Well, you're always causing a problem, but yours is What's My Geek? And what is What's My Geek?
Just interview people and find out what their geek is.
She's been interviewing starting with her friends, but she's going to start branching out, she said, and getting other people to just find out what's your geek. Everybody has a geek. We've discussed this many times, that being a geek about something is basically just being a huge fan. A huge sports fan is a geek,
yeah.
But it's a sports geek.
Whether
or not they'll use the term, it is there.
Yeah.
A car guy is a geek, but he's a car geek.
He's a gearhead.
He just doesn't want to use the term.
He's a gearhead, honey.
Exactly. So everybody has a geek of some sort. If you're truly passionate about something, that would be your geek. Then the Thursday is actually Cameron's blog. It's
the Gamer Geek blog.
The Gamer Geek blog, and basically he just covers gaming news. What's happening in video games this week?
Yeah.
He covers everything from consoles, a little bit of PC, and it's just like a news column.
Yeah.
Then you move to Friday, which is Kylan's blog.
Irregulars Intel.
And
again, that's inspired by Buckaroo Banzai.
Buckaroo Banzai.
I'm seeing a theme.
Seeing a pattern here?
Maybe. Yeah. And mine is pretty much whatever is in my head, but for the most part, I try to, impart some type of intel to people. No, like this week's was about polymaths or Renaissance people, and like, what is that? What does that mean? Do we still see that today? And so, that's mine.
Okay, and then
scholarly and stuff.
I can't. Wow.
Well, you know what? He's following Professor in the footsteps Collins. Of Dr. Banzai.
Uh-huh.
Dr.
Right.
Banzai, the astrophysicist, neurosurgeon, race car driver, rock star. What else we got on there?
Martial artist, linguist. political advisor. And,
yeah, the president had a direct line to World Watch One.
Yeah, he had to ask him whether to bomb the Russians or to
do number two.
There was number two was bomb the Russians.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
bomb the Russians or bomb the Russians.
Yeah, pretty That's much right. bomb the Russians so, or bomb yeah. the Russians. So yeah. You know.
And then we move on to Saturday. To the wild card issue. That's Bart over here. What's yours?
It really is a wild card because
yes,
I wasn't entirely sure what to write about at first, so it's just sort of a review whatever geeky stuff I can find. If it's a book that a friend of mine wrote, or an audiobook or a radio play that I've been listening to and I think it's really good, I just put something together and write about it.
Or cheesy, really bad movies.
Yes. I also, sometimes I will write about really cheesy movies. Last week's was about the movie Rubber, which I watched for the second time, assuming I'd like it the second time. I still wrote about it, but I did not like it the second time.
But I had to watch it a second time.
Like it a first time.
Yes.
Right.
So, that's what's going on the website, and from there we've always had Andy on the show and things, and it didn't take long for him to make us actually official podcast of Motherwave Creation since we were there with him anyway, and we're able to actually get some of the news of his stuff out. He's always been one of our biggest fans. I want to thank Andy and Heather and for allowing us to use the use their basement for most of our recording. Actually, we're already at almost an hour, guys, so we got another 20 minutes we can go over.
How'd that happen? Yeah.
I know. That when you're having a good time, that's the way it works. But I know Miss Dawn and Kylan had some... What?
It's because Kylan had a heart attack for 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, when Kylan's having a heart attack for 20 minutes, it takes tough time. But Miss Dawn, you said there has been some actual news breaking after New York Comic Con that you guys had, Miss Dawn. So why don't we get into some of our traditional Geek Watch 1 stuff?
Okay, one of the things that I saw recently was... We've raised this before about when we were going to see the Hulk again in a movie.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So it's been rumored, where's he going to show up, etc. It's been confirmed that he's now going to be in Thor Ragnarok in 2017, which kind of opens the door for a lot of interesting storylines if he's showing up there. He was taken off at the end of the movie, and you didn't know where he's going to end up.
Yeah, does this mean that he actually did go off into space and ends up wherever they're at, or how's this working?
To a Planet Hulk, like,
thank you.
That's the thing. All along, we've been thinking, if he's going out into space or going somewhere, is that leading to Planet Hulk?
But
it seems to make sense.
Who knows? I think they might do this. They might not show us Planet Hulk now, but we'll be like, what happened to you? Like,
find
out later.
Think about it.
Like
Marvel
that.
Has announced three movies for 2020 in Phase 4. And they haven't said what those movies are.
So we could get
one
possible.
Of them's
going to
be Fantastic Four.
I say that leads into another. That leads into another confirmed and rumor.
I'm calling BS on it right now.
I'm just crossing my fingers because
they're protesting too much.
I want Marvel to have everything.
Anybody who doesn't know, let's go ahead and do the story. Then we can discuss that part of it.
Right.
But we're all happy and excited about Planet Hulk. But the Den of Geek is where we found it. They announced earlier this week that they. The Marvel and Fox are actually talking. Fox that gave us the Fantastic Flop and has done all the Yeah, all of the X-Men movies, and they're giving us the Deadpool that looks phenomenal, and they put Channing Tatum in Gambit's costume.
That's bad.
But look at Kylan.
Give me a headache.
Hurt my childhood.
See, there you go.
I thought that was a pink thong.
But it looks like they're actually talking with Marvel, because Marvel is good right now. Marvel actually still has the TV rights for everything that the Fox has.
Yeah.
But Marvel's going to allow Fox to make at least two X-Men TV series.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make the Hellfire Club, which is actually based in the 60s about the villains, the Hellfire Club.
That's right.
And also, they're doing a show called Legion about, I guess it's Professor Xavier's illegitimate son or something.
Yeah, he was a little pissed off at Professor X for that, so that's why he kind
of... Well, look, you get to bleep Vernon.
I know. I get to bleep Vernon.
We also can bring up Thor's new love interest.
Yeah.
But that is all but confirmed that those two shows are happening. But the rumor that everybody's thinking was, they also in the original said the rumor was the chance that the reason that Marvel is letting Fox do this is Fox is going to hand the Fantastic Four back to them in the universe.
The thing is, they did say a deal. We just don't know what.
Yeah, they made a deal with.
So there is a deal, but we're hoping it's.
Yeah,
it could be another Spider-Man deal. Well, no, because
that type of deal, yes.
And the only ones that's with Fox are X-Men.
That's why it's called a backdoor deal.
Exactly. Yeah. What happened right away, though?
We could get something else. We could get a...
It was, well, within...
Scrolls, maybe?
Possibly. Maybe. But within, what was it, 12 hours or less?
Are the Scrolls... I know the Scrolls are... hold on.
Or Namor. Or Silver Surfer.
There are still a few that...
There's a dot that Fox has, so it might not be Fantastic Four. We score other ones.
Fox owns all things mutant.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, but they own also some of the Fantastic Four stuff too. And most
Because with Fantastic Four, you're going to get the Skrulls, you're going to get Silver Surfer,
Galactus.
You're going to get Galactus. And see, the thing is,
you mean that big cloudy thing? That eats worlds.
About
big
that. Cloudy thing. See, the thing is, you got the Kree. Now, the Kree. The thing is, the Kree and the Skrulls.
Right.
Ooh, you might.
As I said, we don't know what they're going to actually take from there. We're hoping Fantastic Four has been done the way it's been done by Fox for so long. We want it back, but...
Well, no.
See, I...
The one thing, though, that did happen was within 12 hours or less of this story coming out from Den of Geek, both Fox and Marvel Studios reached out to Den of Geek to deny the Fantastic Four part of it.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't happen.
Anybody who pays attention to geek news like this knows the more the... Where there's smoke, there's fire. So if they're trying to put out a fire, something... Maybe happening somewhere that is actually there's a kernel in there somewhere.
Well, nobody wants to own up to the fantastic flop, and just like the one that farts screams the loudest, they didn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing: if you look back at all the rumors, I mean, and with geek news, about 40 to 60% of it starts off as a rumor, and that's true. So, no matter how many rumors you hear, how many times does the associated company actively seeks out, you know, whoever is spreading said rumors? That I just want you to know that that's just a rumor. That never happens. It never happens. It just goes away to the ether. But what we have here is Fox and Marvel, both the principal players in what we're talking about, actively going to Den of Geek and saying it's a rumor.
And Den of Geek is known for being pretty reliable with even the rumors.
More than likely it was whoever gave them the story about the X-Men was not approved yet to give them the story about the other half.
I'm giving it a month. I'm calling it right now. In a month, within a month's time. At the most, we're going to get confirmation of this. I mean,
and there's another one of your movies for 2020.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I mean, think about it. Remember when we first heard the rumor about Sony and Marvel? And, you know, they said, well, it's just it's about Spider-Man. And at first they were saying it was just a rumor. Did Sony and Marvel go after whoever was spreading the rumors and, oh, it's just a rumor? No. Mm-mm. 2 weeks later, boom. I'm telling you right now. I think there may be some lawyer speak going on, but within a month...
Ms. Dawn, are you able to translate that for us?
the lawyers got involved and said, hold on, here's a letter, stop.
Cease and desist.
We're going to sue you. That's not true.
Stop counting your chickens.
Okay, so let's go and move on. What else? What's the next one on your list, Miss Dawn?
There was one last one that they just tweeted this out. I think it was yesterday. And it's awesome because the image they tweeted out is an Alex Ross cover. So you already know this is fantastic. It's basically Thor and Captain America kissing. Don't get up in arms over this right away. It's still the female Thor.
Yeah.
And it's our Sam Wilson, Captain America. Apparently, they're going to have some kind of a romance going on.
Wait. Now, isn't that the Thor's woman?
Yeah. Yes, Jane. So it's a matter of what happened between her and the former Thor, and how are these two getting involved?
But you don't mess with another god's woman.
That used to be a former Avenger.
Or she's the god now.
Well, yeah,
or can he not handle her now?
Exactly, he can't handle her anymore. So basically, this isn't until I believe it's January 2016 in All New, All Different Avengers number 4. On Twitter, Marvel titled it Earth's Mightiest Kiss. So there you go. That's the news there.
Nice. There's as you guys are talking, I'm still looking. There's another story that came up that some Star Wars news. Can I talk some Star Wars?
Go ahead.
They've actually.
Please do.
They've actually. I'm trying to find the site. I didn't plan on doing a whole lot of news on this show, but they've actually made an announcement of the actual lineup and when the next movies are coming out. And they've done this before, but the nice thing about this was we know Episode 7 is coming out December this year.
Uh-huh.
Rogue One.
Which day is that?
maybe December, maybe 2 months after the tickets go on sale on the 19th of October, on the 18th of December. But we know that Rogue One's coming out December of 2017. Or 2016, that's it. See, I don't have the numbers in front of me. But only 6 months after Rogue One, Episode 8 drops. In May of 17.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure the dates after that, but what was interesting to come around through that...
It's supposed to be one every year after that.
Yes, and also, they've announced... We know Rogue One is about the mission to get the Death Star.
Yeah.
What? Oh, that's Marvel, yeah. But
no, it's Disney.
Okay, but we also found out. Yeah, Episode 8 comes out. Then we know they've announced there's actually a they've actually made the official announcement that the second standalone, which would be part of their anthology series, which I believe is now going to be the title of the overarching everything that's not a saga story. But it's going to
change the name from anthology though to something else.
A Star Wars story, but I think the whole series is called an anthology.
Yeah, but they decided to dub it with some name.
Three, right.
Just a Star Wars story.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 2018, they've announced that it's actually a Han Solo story. That's official. Han Solo is the second standalone film.
Is Chris Pine?
They've not announced anybody for the actual part. But the one that got a lot more people was the biggest rumor right now, though this is still a rumor, was after Episode 9, the third anthology movie, or what would have been anthologies, is Boba Fett. So we're getting Han and Boba Fett.
Chris Pratt? Yeah.
For what?
Han Solo?
Well, there is actually some names running around for Boba Fett. There's a lot, I guess there's a lot of smoke running around that Michael B. Jordan is being looked at for Boba Fett.
I heard that.
Which goes into one of the theories I heard, because we already know, officially we're supposed to know what Boba Fett looks like under the mask, because he's a clone of Jango Fett. Right. An unaltered clone. He should look exactly like Jango Fett. But I've put this rumor forward because I heard it on through the Rebel Force radio feeds and stuff, that I think it was Paul Bateman, one of their friends from the UK, had this theory that what if you do make a Boba Fett film? And the problem with knowing he's Jango Fett was you lose the mystery of who is Boba Fett. Because mm-hmm. that having that bucket on his head the whole time during Empire and Jedi made it him a very mysterious character. Mm-hmm. You don't know who he is. You don't know, is that actually what he really sounds like? So you start the Boba Fett movie with a cantina. And Boba Fett's sitting at the bar. Someone walks up. You hear a blaster. The helmet goes rolling away. Someone just, you see the feet walk by, picks up the helmet, and walks away. So now Boba Fett, you don't know who it is underneath the mask. The Boba Fett we knew is dead. And he just picks up and picks up the mantle of Boba Fett with it.
Or he actually died in the Sarlacc pit and somebody else did it.
Well, that's possible, too.
I mean, because really the only reason why we have him in the expanded universe, which I know doesn't matter anymore, but only reason why we got him in the expanded universe is because somebody decided to write that he survived the Sarlacc pit.
We never saw him crawl out.
We didn't.
Well, we also know that obviously his ship was on the planet there at Jabba's landing field, wherever it is. Mm-hmm. So if he's dead in the Sarlacc pit, why would he only have one set of armor? Why wouldn't someone else just take the ship, take off, and they now have Boba Fett's armor, and they're now Boba Fett?
I never thought it was all that important what he looked like under the mask, like if he was. Yeah. Just the character himself, that was the whole point. Like, I just liked him as the character. Yeah. It didn't matter.
That's what made it great that the mask was on, because it could be anybody doing this.
But I don't want to see the mask off.
What you got?
Why don't they just do it as a girl?
Well, that'd be different, too.
I'm looking up some stuff now, and they say, how about if it was a female, and a new one, at least.
That'd be different, too. Because, like you said, when Leia was in the Boosh costume, the voice did not sound female.
No.
True. You're going through a voice modulator, it doesn't matter who's underneath it. Look at Captain Phasma. They've already proved that the armor in the newer universe ahead, it doesn't matter if it's male or female, the armor's the armor. That's just the way it is. You don't have to have the bumps on the breastplate to say that it's a woman under the armor.
Right.
Just like you don't need a codpiece.
Proven, that makes no sense at all.
Huh?
Okay, so,
Just like you don't need a codpiece to prove you're a dude.
Exactly.
Well, yes. Okay, so, was that all we had for news?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You guys are sitting in the... Now, we have... Everybody in the audience now is actually podcasting friends, but did you guys have any questions or any comments you wanted to add to the show before we get ready to go towards the end of here?
And there's silence.
On the next Star Trek movie?
It just wrapped filming.
Yeah, they're done with it. Simon Pegg. And who's the guy he's working with?
That's another one that was actually... I think Dan Lee had that one.
Idris Elba's in it.
Is it?
Is it?
Idris Elba's in it.
Is it another remake? Because I was very disappointed.
I don't think it's...
No, Simon Pegg actually wrote this one.
This is the third one for the...
They're actually starting a five-year mission. Supposedly is what I'm getting, but I don't
think they're going after whales.
I was actually watching the second before I got here, so I loved it.
Dude, it was okay. It's not a good Star Trek.
Going by the way they flipped them, this would be Star Trek 3, The Search for Kirk.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, see, I thought the second one...
Now Kirk is infused with Khan's blood. So
well, if...
there's that.
Into Darkness, if they had not made such a big deal about this is not Khan, this is not, and just let it be, and even let people know that this is Khan, I think it would have been a much better movie because...
Well, that's how I felt about...
You were not looking for that the whole time.
Well, that's what I felt about the whole Arkham Knight game. Spoiler alert. They said it wasn't Jason Todd. It's like, okay.
Don't say it's not when you know it's going to be.
Yeah, that's how just I felt. So when they did that, our expectations already went down.
Because everything is Jason Todd.
Just bad marketing.
Everybody's Jason Todd. Even Groot.
And then there's the obvious question about how Khan Noonien Singh changed from an Indian into a white Brit.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah!
Really?
The great part is he's not.
Maybe
but he's not.
Okay, true. We don't have anybody as sexy
he's
as
a Kiwi.
We're called a Montalban. You know, but
the hair
and that chest, that chest from the Wrath of Khan.
Yes,
yeah.
Admiral Kirk.
Yes,
that's about it.
Yeah, I was disappointed with the End of Darkness. So I hope the next one's better.
My problem was I had just gone through watching all the movies because I just finished Next Generation, and then I went and saw Into Darkness, and it's like I just watched this movie yesterday.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
I'm paying to see it again.
Yeah. but there's a twist.
I mean, the fact that they almost rewrote the ending.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That just kind of bugged me.
Well, you know, I'm sitting there and I was like, I'm not gonna read anything. I don't want to know anything. I want to go into the movie, and I'm like, okay, so
Nolan.
Okay, so they're saying it's not Khan, so I'm gonna believe that it's not Khan. And then no, but halfway through, I'm like,
yeah, that's Khan.
Duh.
I felt like
I felt
like Ralphie in A Christmas Story when he's. No,
right. Drink your Ovaltine.
Yeah,
commercial.
Yeah, that's how I felt. And then the whole thing with when Spock is one going, God, you know, it was not nearly
Khan!
Satisfying. Not nearly as satisfying. No.
No, because you had that's Captain Kirk's line.
God, you know, and you're all torn to shreds because all kinds of dirtiness and evil has happened, and then. That's Kirk.
Yeah.
Spock isn't going to scream like that. I don't care how human he is. He's not going to do it.
I'd actually edit those two together so it's a dual Khan yell.
That'd be a nice long one.
But to me, that's just the issue that they're doing with most things. They're trying to reboot everything, from comics, the movies, the games. It's just you're going to have that whole original feeling that if you didn't see the original, watch this, you might like it. But if you've seen the original, your expectations are going to go.
Mm-hmm. Why would they? What's the point of that?
They want to keep going on. They did it back then. They're doing it again. It's
well,
just like,
you know, like I liked what they did with the first Star Trek movie. I liked that. I get the whole thing with it being the alternate.
Yeah.
But when did you get?
That doesn't mean that every movie has to be a remake of this over here. It doesn't.
They opened up the door to create a whole bunch of new stories.
Yes.
There was no reason to remake The Wrath of Khan because as a sci-fi movie alone, The Wrath of Khan is probably at the top.
It is pretty much perfect.
It is. Just not even just Star Trek, but sci-fi movie alone. It's
right.
Everything that people want, you know?
This is a
complete
conversation.
Yeah, right.
That's fine. We have time. Hey, we have the 2-hour block set up. We can actually keep going.
We don't need a remake of Blade
Runner. We don't need a remake of Big Trouble in Little China.
No, we don't.
It just gives him more energy.
We don't need Big Trouble in Little China. We don't need Blade Runner. Leave them alone.
I'll be okay with the sequel is, anything, but I'm getting tired of reboots and remakes.
Good Lord.
See, here's the thing. Like, when you look at a remake,
Or
Buckaroo Banzai versus a World Crime League. Please. No,
don't
but
make me
the thing is,
don't
when you look at,
wrong.
Okay, like when you look at The Wrath of Khan, or if you look at Blade Runner, you're getting a vision of the way that universe or that world would have been perceived during that time.
Yeah.
You know? And the thing is, you're not going to get the same impact, I think, from, let me see, when was Wrath of Khan? What, 82, 83? 82? So it doesn't give you the same impact as it does when you're looking at it in 2011.
The 80s was the boom of technology for a movie, so you got to see more realized versions of science fiction.
Right.
And it made the world more real and alive, and I, as you're saying, that the impact, they don't need to try to do that anymore.
No.
Everybody believes that this stuff is sci-fi and it's real, and the technology's going to do it, so just make good stories.
Right.
So that's what you really
And that's
want.
The thing that was funny about the, anybody heard of Alien Colony, Colony Marines? The video game
Aliens Colonial Marines. I really wanted to play that, but I haven't heard back.
Then they redid Alien Isolation. What made it so good, they took everything that was back in... Was that 79 when Alien came out?
78 or 79,
They took that, everything was exactly like that. Even the computers, they even looked like the old even VHS tape style. But that made it... It was just iconic in what it had at that time.
Well,
like,
Alien
tried to update it.
Didn't they bring back a lot of the old original cast?
Yeah, the story was about Ripley's daughter that she was trying to find. So, for one, that was awesome.
I think recreating the look and feel of something from the 70s is cool.
Yeah.
Provided the story makes sense.
Right, exactly.
But just taking this 3D technology and making like Wrath of Khan again, just like,
because you're redefining it already from something new, what already was new then.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like, well, they already did it.
That's one of the fears that I have for January with the X-Files, The X-Files was so good because it didn't rely on all the crazy special effects and technology. But it was also good because they didn't have the internet on at their hands, you know, everywhere they went. They had to go into an FBI system to find information.
And I miss that now.
And now, you've got that horrible second movie where, oh yeah, I can just Google how to do surgery on my phone. You know, if they can do that, if they do that on the show this time around, sort of like, it doesn't have the same feeling. No. But they're doing that because that's what you would have for a science fiction show like that today.
Yeah, right. Picture if they did that in Seven. Same kind of atmosphere would change on that. Morgan Freeman going to the library, you wouldn't even do that.
No. it's like what they did with, and I love the series Sherlock. I do. But if you look at, the literary character, he has this ability to extrapolate or use his deductive reasoning because he observes this and this, and he knows that this person had to be in this part of the city because they have mud on their boots and it rained last night, blah blah blah, and he knows this because da da. But when you look at the series, he pulls up an app and it says that it rained, and that just kind of
takes the detective part away.
Yeah, I kind of like this idea that, you know, Sherlock is a walking computer, you know, and I kind of.
But they kind of get right with Batman, but I guess it's the way you, maybe it's the way you just write it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, but I think that. It's like you, like, I don't see why Big Trouble in Little China needs to be remade. I really don't. It's an awesome story as it stands.
And there,
DJ Jack Burton that was on our party may have something to say about it too.
Yeah, exactly. I want to ask him about that. But there's a reason. I know a lot of people felt different about it, but there's still a reason why this succeeded, in my opinion. Jurassic World was a sequel to Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
it did good. It
was, but it was not.
Remake.
Yeah, it was not a remake.
Well, those last two. I've not actually seen Jurassic World yet, to be honest, but I know that it's got to be better than those last
two. Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
There were good elements in those movies, but all together it was not a great movie.
Right.
There were definitely some nods to the other ones, mostly to the first one, but it was in its own,
there were
an eraser.
Yeah, there were references to little things in 2 or 3.
Yeah, well,
but it was mainly things that would help push the story along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but the, like you said, like 95% of the nods were to the first Jurassic Park.
Well, and which of course, fantastic.
I like. Sorry. And of course, in the original Jurassic Park, the raptors were feared. They were the villains. They were the heels. And mm-hmm. this one, they're
the sidekicks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The one thing I was going to say is that they had simple throwbacks to those other ones, like the book on chaos theory by Dr. Ian Malcolm sitting on the guy's desk. Okay. The T-shirt, the original T-shirt from Jurassic Park, and the lady's like, "Don't you think that's a little offensive?" I mean, that was just like a great throwback to.
Yeah, and the book too. Somebody was reading it on the monorail.
Oh, were they?
Train.
Yeah. I missed that. I wish I.
That whole meeting when the kids were lost, you know, they fixed up the
Jeep.
Yep.
That was that whole meeting room where the fight between the T-Rex and the Raptors happened to close out the.
Yeah.
It was everything they buried over, and I was like, wait a minute.
That's
the old one. I was telling my sister because she was younger, she'd never seen the first one. I was like, this is the first movie.
He did the same thing in the theater.
I was going, so, great minds think alike.
Yeah. Like, you see that? I was like, wait a second. I gotta tell you.
Well, guys, we're running low on time on both our actual allotted time and where we're at on the show. I got one more thing that I just... This is actually breaking news as of today, October 17th. Anybody who has Fandango app on their phone that gets text alerts when, like, marathon things come on, we're possibly going to be very, very tired come December. Because Fandango has put up a picture, and it's a mashup picture of 7 Star Wars posters.
Oh my gosh. Are they doing it?
That's not a surprise at all.
Fandango put this up as a future ticket coming.
Oh my god.
It looks like they are Disney and Lucasfilm is going to be releasing a marathon of all seven films.
Yeah.
Back to back, the way they have Avengers and things like that.
Yeah, considering the marathons you've seen over the past couple of years, that's not exactly surprising news.
But
so now here's a question. Are 4, 5, and 6 going to be the original, or is it going to be that crap that they did?
It'll probably be the newest.
I forgot about
it. It'll be the newest versions. It'll be like the Blu-ray versions.
Unfortunately, it'll be
the
Blu-ray
version.
It's all
that bad.
No. They've continued to clean out parts that were aging.
Oh my god, I hate that.
But well, hang on, guys. Hang on. So this also says, I don't know how they're gonna they want to do this, but it says also the landing page also listed as see it in digital 3D.
Oh god! So they're gonna.
Now we know.
So, okay.
We know.
Not only
out of the first
get your
six,
money for watching the seven movies, but they will overcharge you for watching 3D. That's completely unnecessary.
That's
but that's what they'll do. Which what we need to know which movies are 3D because right now. Episode 1, we know, was actually released in 3D.
Yeah.
Episode 2, they finished. No. They've shown it at...
they had to go back and put it in 3D.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Seth and I saw it, and it wasn't that.
They did not film these in 3D.
But Episode 2, they did the 3D conversion, and it was actually shown at Comic... Or not Comic-Con, at Celebration. 3, 5, and 6 have never been done in 3D.
Yeah, they shouldn't touch it.
So I don't know how they're doing it. We know that Episode 7 is going to be available in 3D. But it's like it's gonna be interesting to see how they do it.
Yeah.
So
completely unnecessary.
Let's go ahead and wrap up the show here. We're at a good point. That was just released today. That's the reason I came up with that. So
drop that and like, I'll tell you something.
As we're
so we're gonna end the show on such a sour note. We're gonna have to make him laugh.
Hey.
I have a better one actually.
What?
Okay. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and do our sign-off here so we can get this going. Guys, remember, you can always find us at geekwatch1.com. Check out all the affiliates on there. Give us a little bit of love. There, like we've said before, there's a couple of conventions we want to go to. They're going to cost us some money. We're trying to get a little bit of help from you guys, maybe get a little bit of new equipment.
Give us some money.
Check out the Patreon. There's plenty of membership levels to help out there, guys. But go to geekwatch1.com to find us. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and the Satchel Player at geekwatch1. We're at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Kylan and Ken. Email is kylanandken@gmail.com. You can also find us on the Tangent Bound and the Weebie Geeks networks. So other than that, I want to thank Mark and Jim and Deidre and Seth and Clint for joining us, and Vernon and... Bart and everybody else that's been here. Kylan, thank you for an awesome time so far. We've been doing this. Vicky Dawn, thanks for letting us do this for so long. And just remember,
no matter where you go, there you are.
You're listening to a Weebie Geeks Network podcast.